I'm Diane Atwood. I write the blog Catching Health, which you can find at catchinghealth.com. Did you know that nearly 36 million people on this earth have dementia? Supposedly, that number will double in 20 years. My mother has Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common cause of dementia. She used to be a rather formidable character to me and my 7 brothers and sisters, with good reason. She was an army wife, and every 2 years or so, she had to pack up and move us kids and all our belongings to yet another state or country. She had to be tough and in charge. Dementia has stolen some of that toughness. I say some because it's still there. I've seen it. In the set of her jaw, the stamp of her foot, the glare of her eyes. Fortunately, my mother is quite present in the moment, able to understand what we are saying and to offer her opinions. But over these past several years, we've had to learn how to accept changes that have happened and to communicate with her in different ways. I've come to understand some things about dementia that I didn't know before. The hard truth is that it's not always easy to love someone with dementia. It tests your patience, your understanding, your peace of mind, your sanity, and as I said, your love. I'm going to share 20 things I've learned along the way. I confess that I'm not always good at practicing what I preach, but I try. Yes, I try. Number 1. I could never argue with my mother. Now that she has dementia, I really can't argue. She gets upset, and I get frustrated. 2. Her disease is responsible for more than memory loss. Dementia can also cause personality and mood changes. It's usually hard to reverse or control those changes. Sometimes it's better to accommodate them, and sometimes I need to take a hard look at what I might change about my own behaviors. 3. I try not to ask if she remembers something, because she hardly ever does, and sometimes she gets distressed that she doesn't remember. She'll say to me, "Honestly, Diane, my memory is just horrible." 4. My mother is more than her disease. Memory and the ability to do things may be important, but they define only a part of her. 5. Try not to have expectations. I've noticed that things can change from day to day and moment to moment. Dementia seems to progress differently from person to person. 6. When she mistakenly refers to someone who has died in the present tense, I don't correct her. If she asks outright whether someone is still alive, I tell the truth. There's a difference. 7. Dementia can make life more difficult, but many people still live active lives. My mother hardly ever passes up an opportunity to go on an excursion, especially if it's to an ice cream parlor. 8. She has a short attention span. Maybe she always did because she had to multitask so much, but it's more noticeable now. She's always distracted by what other people are doing. If I have something serious to talk to her about, we need to be in a distraction-free zone. 9. My mother's a pretty cool character, but she gets agitated sometimes. It's usually when someone's telling her what to do. She hates that. Who doesn't? But it's especially hard when you have dementia and so much is taken away from you. I always try to remember that she's probably trying to hang on to some small measure of control in her life. 10. If she doesn't feel well, she may not be able to say what the problem is. She lives in a memory care facility. Staff recently told me that she woke up with a headache one morning, but when I asked her about it later, she said, "Did I? I don't remember." You have to pay attention to little clues or behavior changes. They might be signs of illness. 11. Don't correct her when she's wrong. It just makes her feel bad. Let it go. 12. If I'm taking her someplace, I need to let staff know so she'll be ready, or not off on some wonderful excursion. There's no need to let her know too far in advance because it just seems to confuse her. It does seem helpful to tell her the day of and to reassure her that there's nothing special she needs to worry about. I may leave her a note the day before to remind her what time I'll be there and where we're going. 13. Sometimes she's suspicious of people. I try not to argue or disagree with her. Even when she insisted that someone snuck into her room, it's always locked, and stole her undies. I didn't say it. This is ridiculous, Mom. Instead, I helped her search her apartment. I was about to admit that she was right when I found them in the bottom drawer of her bedside stand, right where my sister Debbie put them so they'd be close at hand. 14. Look for joy in the moment. Like that moment we found her underwear. We sure had a good laugh over that one. 15. If your loved one gets angry or upset at you, don't take it personally. I'm lucky. My mother doesn't usually get angry or upset at me. When she does, I can't help it. I do get upset. I hate it when someone is mad at me, especially my mother. 16. If she gets upset, she can't always tell me why. I'm not sure, she might say, it's just the way I feel. I try to find something I know will make her happy. A little piece of chocolate can work wonders. 17. She often repeats the same story over and over again. It can be really annoying, but I try to go with the flow. For instance, every time I go to see her, she introduces me exactly the same way. This is my daughter Diane, my Munich baby. Have you met? We all smile and say, yes, we've met. And sometimes we let her tell the story, again, of how she carried me all the way from Germany, where I was born, when I was a toddler. Sometimes we gently and respectfully distract her. And I try to remember that patience is a virtue. 18. It's little things that usually make the biggest difference. Give my mom a hug, sit with her to look at old pictures, join her for a meal, take her for a drive in the country, or to get a dish of chocolate ice cream. These are things that make her happy. 19. Smile. Often. She loves it when I smile at her. The simplest gift of all. 20. Just love her. Your situation may not be the same as mine, but dementia hands us many of the same challenges. What are some of yours? Are there things you've learned on this difficult journey that you can pass on? Send me an email, diane@catchinghealth.com, and be sure to check out the blog, Catching Health with Diane Atwood. Thanks for listening.